You know, everybody drink alcohol to get drunk if they drink enough alcohol. And there's plenty of people. I done worked in a drinking profession. I know people who were on there. And the cool thing about why it was so difficult for me to see my first step experience is because I gravitated to people who drank and looked just like me. And they were in that paragraph right before the paragraph I'm in, you know. And there were four things, you guys, in my experience that really were impediments to me in my first step experience. First one was this. When I was about 14 years old, I had this girl I wanted to impress. Remember, I'm a square. I'm scared of girls. I don't know nothing about them, but I was fascinated, and I really wanted to get, you know, I think about you. I had a girl I would get a crush on, and I couldn't wait to go to school in the morning, you know, but I can't talk to her, you know, because I'm scared, you know. But I had, but this particular night, I'm going to my second house party. I'm about 13 or 14 years old, and in order for me to be cool at this house party in front of Pam Grady, I figure I need to smoke this cigarette. I've never smoked a cigarette. So Pam gets ready to come in. I time it. I get this cigarette from one of my boys. He fires it up for me. I smoke this cigarette. I start choking. I start coughing. It gets in my eyes. I start rubbing. I start snotting. Ain't nothing cool about it. I'm like, oh, my God. Never smoked another cigarette in my life. Never smoked another cigarette in my life. Exhibit A. Exhibit B. I'm 18 years old when I first start drinking. Summer after high school, go out to the beach, Playa del Rey. Me and my first cousin, Carol, you know, and we were tight. And we're on the beach this particular night, and Carol gives me a can of Slitz malt liquor, the Bull. I drink the Bull. I take about three pulls on it, start throwing up. Couldn't stand the taste of beer. I still don't know how y'all like the taste of beer. It might be acquired. I wasn't trying to acquire it. I threw up on the beach that night. I have never drank a beer again in my life. Side note, sidebar. I come from a home group that's a hard home group. And there used to be a couple of guys in there that say, I'm a garbage can. And they would make the definition of alcoholism be, I'm willing to take anything for, but, and they thought that was the definition. I thought I didn't fit because it was stuff I wouldn't drink. You know, my daddy drank Ripple. I never tasted Ripple. I never tasted Thunderbird. You need to know I'm a pretentious guy. I'm an image guy. You know, I'm a high post appearing guy. So it's some stuff that has been, you know, served me well, but I never drank. That's Exhibit B. I had a bad experience with that Slitz. I never drank beer again in my life. That's Exhibit B. Exhibit C, had a little stint. I know most of you won't believe this, and this probably didn't happen to anybody else, but I had a very brief fling with PCP over a 2-week period, smoked it about three times. Could not stand it, got in a fetal position, please let me come down, let me come down. Never touched that, no 12-step program, no, never touched it again. Exhibit C and Exhibit D. In college, we were playing a game, Buzz, a drinking game. And in this drinking game, you drank, you intentionally got answers wrong so you could drink, right? And so I'm drinking, and this particular night, I drank too much vodka. Threw up all over the place. Developed, I could not stand vodka. Love gin. Never drank vodka again. So the message that came to a guy like me is this. I'm a very, very, very strong-willed guy. When I put my mind to something, I put my mind to it, and I don't do it. I have evidence to support that. Now, the evidence that supported that was, Ralph, anything you don't like, you can stop doing. I didn't see it that way. I saw it as anything I got tired of, I would be able to stop doing. The trap door to that is I ain't never got tired of drinking. I ain't never, that's not why I'm here. I didn't get tired, you know, so I didn't, but it's man, that kept me captive for a long, long time. those four events in my life convinced me that I'm a make it happen kind of guy, you know. And so when I got to you guys, man, I was handicapped by that. But I had some other stuff that